Rochester, how are we doing, everybody?
Hey, everybody.
Yeah. That's what I like to hear. My name is Andrew Jupin.
Steven Zadak.
Eric Sisko.
And Chris Cabin.
Oh, yeah. He's alive.
Yes.
We are We Hate Movies from New York City. Quick show of yelling at us. How many people are familiar with the little show we run on the internet?
Who's here for air conditioning?
Also woos around.
Yeah, just deafening woos.
Cool. So how many of you guys, I'm not gonna single out these people, but if you don't know who we are and why you're here, if you were sort of walking by and you were like, well, that sounds cool.
We're an online cult.
Yep.
And
recruiting for the summer solstice.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that God is a crocodile.
There will be punch later.
No, we are a comedy podcast that takes a bad movie like Ninja Turtles 3 and sort of makes fun of it in a very casual and, you know, usually profane way.
Sure.
So fair warning for folks who were unfamiliar with this, you know, it might get a little blue.
We're going to be talking about
turtles around for getting a little blue.
That's code for turtle genitalia is going to be discussed.
Oh, it's got to be discussed.
Code.
It's got to be discussed. We will get to that.
I like that we're teasing it. No, we'll get there. Don't worry.
Just dangle it in front of them. Oh, that's a terrible thing to say.
No, stop that.
Just stick with teasing.
Wait, that's no tail.
No.
God.
I just want to hear a door slam. Like, hey, that guy left. No.
Good money for what? So before we get going tonight, we got an email late one night a few days ago. It had like the little red exclamation mark that was like, read it now, someone's dying. And someone with a request. So we don't normally do this, but we thought in this instance, man, this will be embarrassing. So what the hell. So this comes from someone named Tara. So if you know someone named Tara, prick up your ears.
Door slam.
Tara did what? Hey, guys, I have a favor, and I don't even know if I can ask a favor of people I don't know, but I figured it was worth a shot.
Sure.
Always worth a shot. Doesn't hurt to ask. My man friend Tim...
Parentheses.
Yeah. Well, they explain. Okay. I hate the term boyfriend because I'm 30 and it's childish.
Sure.
Tim is a huge fan of yours. I'm pretty sure he has listened to every episode and got super stoked when he found out you were coming to Rochester, so he bought tickets.
I'm not your boyfriend. I'm your man friend.
That just sounds more intimidating a little bit, right?
Well, not coming out of your mouth,
yeah,
but...
But that's how you keep them.
Yeah, okay.
Keep them around.
That boyfriend shit is over. I'm your man friend.
I don't know that I want to hang out with your version of Tim. Anyway, Tim's birthday is next week, and I accidentally booked a trip to Turks and Caicos without him. Yeah, I accidentally book expensive-ass vacations all the time.
Man friend, accidental vacation without.
Yeah, we're putting these pieces together. And I fly out... on his birthday. I even looked at my calendar and saw the date, and it didn't click. I could go on and on about my excuses for this epic fail, but truth be told, I was just a selfish asshole, and there is no coming back from that. So, he is going to be celebrating his birthday solo this year, but hey, isn't that what turning 31 should be? Okie dokie. I kid! Oh, I should have read that part more quickly.
Let that hang.
Just dangle it in front of them.
No, more dangling.
Sorry. My hopes were that if your Rochester show on Saturday, at your Rochester show on Saturday, you could do a birthday shout out to Tim. I know I still need to do more than that for completely forgetting his birthday and booking that expensive vacation without him. But I think it's a good start, and he would be so effing happy. Plus... I think this is way better than his name on the Jumbotron at an amateur league baseball game. I guess so. It's a birthday shout-out from his favorite podcast hosts.
Oh, that's nice.
Does it get any nerdier than that? Nope. I hope you didn't delete this email before getting to my request, and I hope you'll consider helping out a total fucking stranger. Girlfriend of the Year, Tara. Well, Tim, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Is Tim here, by the way? Where's Tim?
Tim?
Yeah. Tim, come on up here, Tim. Come on up here.
I was convinced this was an online hoax.
Did you think we were getting catfished?
I thought we were getting cat podfished.
Nigerian King
Slenderman. Tim, everybody. Tim.
All right. Yeah.
Tim. Happy birthday, Tim.
There you go, Tim.
And happy birthday. No, no. You should throw it out. There's a garbage can in the back by the lobby.
I'm on my way.
Very good. Tim, everybody.
Tim.
And we should say that was a priceless VHS copy of tonight's topic, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, from a Wegmans.
From a Wegmans? Yeah.
So there you go. You guys love Wegmans.
So thank you for coming out. No. That's it. Good night.
Yeah.
So Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 from the grand year of 1993, directed and written by Stuart Gillard. How many people have seen this movie before? How many people saw this movie just in preparation for this show and not more recently? Yeah, that's the way you wanted to go.
It's unfortunately on Netflix right now, so you kind of had no excuse.
It's the only Turtle property that's on Netflix right now.
And it has an alternate title. Turtles in Time?
Yeah, Turtles in Time.
That's not what it's called.
No, it's just Ninja Turtles 3.
It's a big fat 3.
3, who could care? who asked for this? who put
Turtles
this together?
In
Turtles in Time. Yeah. So for those of you who maybe missed out on this gem of a picture, either you know, in 1993 or in preparation
for any of the intervening years.
Any of those years that you had a chance to watch this. This is the movie where our four Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles travel back to feudal Japan for some reason.
I don't understand. Like, how did we run out of ideas for four fun-loving turtles to get into,
right? You didn't. Where's the Rat King? I just want a Rat King.
Thank you.
It's a Rat King movie.
Krang is right there.
There's all sorts of different
Shredder.
Fun.
Right? It's great.
It was right there. It was right in front of their face.
You get, like, David Cronenberg's team together, you know? Like, you get, like, a really gross, wet Krang.
It would be really wet. A lot of, like suckling noises.
It looks like it's always about to pop.
At any second, Krang could explode all over you.
I'm gonna explode.
Or we can go in a different direction. What if there's a new aggressive strain of H on the streets, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, and, like, the turtles need to stop it. Mikey gets addicted, maybe. Oh, my God. I'm sleeping, but I'm scared to sleep because I might not wake up. Oh.
He is the party turtle.
He is the party dude, as the theme song from the cartoon tells us.
The panic in Turtle Park.
Here's to feeling good all the time, bros.
Mikey, wake up. We got to... Mikey? Oh, no.
That would be a nice, like, callback to the first one when Raphael's in the bathtub. Now we got Mikey in the bathtub.
But he's just long dead. They're just keeping it on ice so it doesn't smell.
Yeah.
Don't want to stink up that farmhouse anymore.
So we start...
Well, then you can time travel.
Oh, that's what it is. We got to go back in time before he ODs on that sweet Mexican brown.
Raph, it's about Mikey. He's dead.
Yes, way better.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, it doesn't have to be drugs, but like a turtle could get killed, right? Or Splinter gets killed, because who could possibly care?
Splinter just hit by a truck. I'd pay money to see that movie.
We got to go back in time and pull him up back on that curb.
My question is, like, is this the stupidest reason ever to go back in time?
Yes.
Ooh, yeah.
Is it dumber than Back to the Future 2 because your kids turn out to be not so great?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of people hate their kids.
Yeah, it's just like,
your kids are underachieving, Marty. You have to go in a time machine.
Like, I don't know. Like, give them better goals.
Yeah, like, thanks for the heads up.
Uh-huh.
I'll work better from here and make sure I straighten it out in 30 years.
I think it's one of those situations where Doc Brown, like, kept on going back and further back because they didn't give a shit until there were teenagers. Like, oh, we have kids? Wait, okay.
Oh, yeah. That's how he got to the Old West?
So we start this movie with something that is really confusing for me, and I don't know if you guys noticed this. Ninja Turtle dancing. These four guys are just dancing all over this subway hangout that they have.
I mean, it's kind of, they're shut-ins, right? They have nothing else to do.
Yes.
They're the only of their species. Sex is out of the question. Let's get dancing. Like, what else are you going to do?
They're the Wolfpack.
Are you, oh, wow, you took the words right out of my mouth. They're the poor Wolfpack kids. Anybody see that sad documentary? One person? Cool. Check it out. That's a sad family.
And the waves of applause were deafening for that obscure documentary.
I don't know. Like, I guess I'm just of the mind that, you know, I'm okay with my Ninja Turtles having fun.
Sure.
But yeah. You're crime fighters. Let's get serious for a second. Mm-hmm. All this choreographed puppet dancing. I don't need it.
They don't fight any crime at all in this, do they?
Well, feudal Japanese crime. Right. Kind of.
No, but they're
fighting like a legitimate head of state.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Are you saying this is way more of a political thriller than I thought it was?
Yes. The turtles go back in time to arm the rebels. I don't know what they're doing. They should stay out of it.
They should. They should keep their turtle beaks right out of it.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, stay out of it.
That's the problem, though. Nobody acknowledges the fact that they are totally futzing with the space-time continuum in this movie. All of these kids and villagers, they were meant to burn, man.
Yeah, they were.
That's the way it happened. Don't mess with that. Like, you know, then what happens? Nintendo doesn't get invented?
That's right.
Or maybe the Nazis win the war. We get into a turtle in the high castle.
Shit, that's terrifying.
Any single time travel scenario, the Nazis eventually win.
Yes. Anytime you fucking, that's the thing. You go to the future because your kids are losers. Oops, the Nazis won the war. Whoops.
In the future, you could do that.
Yeah, you could.
Oh, yikes.
Any ripples in time. Well, so Hitler was that close.
Oh, we really dodged a bullet then.
So, yeah, it can ripple back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because as Matthew McConaughey taught us, time is a flat circle.
That's right.
Or whatever he was gibbering on about on that show.
Time is a bookcase?
No, that's the other time travel Matthew McConaughey movie. Talking about True Detective.
Oh, right. That's where he's like just wasted and he's just talking to you about nothing.
Just rambling endlessly.
The turtles are dancing. They're having a really great time.
It's like, it's what you notice right away. We have to get into this because it's kind of like the most distracting part of this movie. So this movie came around. They were like, you know, probably a great idea is to slash the budget of this film tremendously.
Well, Turtle Mania had run its course.
Oh, yeah. That was on fumes, huh? We were doing like those lame concerts that they had.
Oh, right.
You find all that stupid shit on YouTube. So it's like, what's the first thing to go? Well, you know, these main characters of ours, they should look as shitty as humanly possible. Fire Jim Henson. This is what they decided to do.
They fired them. They got new puppets. Like, but don't you own those costumes outright? Like, did those burn up in a warehouse fire? What happened?
No, Henson doesn't sell any of that stuff, man. That was in-house puppeteering. Are you kidding me?
So he'd rather it go to waste than be in your silly movie? Is that the idea?
Maybe he read the script and he was like,
definitely read
nope.
The script.
Nope. Jim says nope. Actually, this was 92. Is he dead already?
He's dead.
That's a bummer. A hero of so many childhoods was dead at this point.
This is what's great about doing it live. We can ask you who's dead.
Yeah. I don't have to bother hearing about it on the internet 2 days later. But so what these turtles look like instead, and like, let's not get nuts. Like, they were never amazing looking.
What?
It was okay.
What are you talking about?
I think you can sort of see, like, the decrease in, you know, sequel after sequel. Because finally, that fourth movie, they were like, fuck it, it's got to be a cartoon. We can't do this anymore.
Well, they were smart in the first one. They didn't turn the lights on. They're like, it's dark and gritty. It's like, don't put a light on that turtle.
Don't make excuses for that poorly lit film.
Well, I do think it was like, can we get worse than Toka and Rezar? Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
No, so these puppets, they totally shit the bed on these things. It looks like the prop department robbed like a closed Chuck E. Cheese in the middle of the night and stole that shitty animatronic jam band out of the dining room.
All Splinter is just like a shaved bear from one of those things.
Dude, that is a waste-up puppet if I have ever seen one.
He looks like he should be taking my order at the Rainforest Cafe.
And you could tell they, like, loop the footage. Like, you can only go like this. And he just keeps doing it.
It's like he's sitting in, like, a window of this subway car like he's a fortune teller. Big.
And he used to be, in the first two, he was done by embattled puppeteer Kevin Clash. But they cut it out, and now he's done by Joe from the prop department, I guess. Between smoke breaks.
Dude, it was a coin flip as to who is voicing this shitty rat.
Frank the intern took care of that one.
Oh, good. Thank God.
Oh, boy, my big break on Ninja Turtles 3. So they look terrible, is what we're saying.
They have like, they all look like the turtles anyway. They look like they had Joker fish. Like they have these terrifying grimaces the entire movie.
Oh, the teeth.
The teeth.
My God, the teeth. They're just like this. The whole time is just like this. And they're like the whitest teeth you've seen. Mm-hmm.
The biggest teeth you've seen.
It's disgusting, man. Show me a turtle with teeth like this.
So are they using human toothpaste, you think?
Oh, well, as opposed to what? Turtle toothpaste?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or mud? Raw sewage.
Oh, brushing with raw sewage, huh? That might be.
That's how you keep them pearly.
No, I feel it's got to be human toothpaste.
Okay.
Turtle gate.
What are we thinking? Colgate or...
Well, that's what I said. Turtle gate.
Oh, no, the
well, that's not... You wouldn't...
Turtle
a human...
It's
human
about ethics and turtle journalism.
The turtles were caught breaking into Shredder's campaign headquarters.
Yes.
Or blogging.
Oh, no, we're totally going down for this.
Man, these, like, scumbag drug dealer laughs that they have...
They really do.
Like, you know, like, and you know, you guys will know what I'm talking about. When your drug dealer is trying to be friendly with you, and it's a lot of like, hey, man, do you want to stick around and just try some of this? You know, I got the new Game of Thrones season on Blu-ray. Oh, Khaleesi, right? And you just want to go home as quickly as possible?
It also seems like he's selling you a bad bag. He's like, all right, yeah, man, enjoy that. Yikes.
Oh, wait, you're still here?
Yeah, because they're just chuckling this whole time. So April is going on vacation because she needs to, right?
Like, I feel it's a thing where it's like, yeah, I'm going on vacation. She's broken the lease.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
she sold all her possessions. Mm-hmm. She's not telling the turtles where she's going on vacation,
oh,
by the way.
She's like going to L.A. and never coming back?
Never coming back,
that's,
man,
a good move.
Going the wrong way on a one-way track.
Because how could you have an adult relationship if you hang out with four Ninja Turtles all the time?
The closest, like, adult friend you have is that semi-homeless Casey Jones. Who, at the end of that first movie, by the way, they're making out pretty hard.
They are. Ah.
But he's not in that second one, though, so I don't know what happened.
Jail.
Things
jail
fell time apart. He wanted to move in really quickly, what with the homelessness.
She's like, oh, let's stay at your place. Let's not.
Oh, wait, you got some turtles in there? That's fine. Yeah, that's
yeah,
fine.
More than
is
merrier.
This couch good? Is this couch open?
Oh, the shelter I'm at doesn't allow women. Yeah, okay, let's break up.
She has some line, by the way, because she comes in and she's like been shopping for them at a flea market. And she's like, I'm going on vacation. She says, here are the keys to my apartment. You're letting the turtles house it? Are you kidding me?
Everything's covered in sewage then, right?
Oh, yeah. There's the pizza boxes everywhere. The filth.
Well, just think about how a turtle's bathing, right? They're not getting the back of the shell.
No. It's getting gross.
Turtle wiping, too, right?
They have to
problem
smell like shit, right? That's got to be a thing.
They live in a sewer. That's yeah where shit goes. they smell.
The apartment has to smell, and like the smell has to like turn you inside out, like that Simpsons sketch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here comes that gas that turns everybody inside out.
So, yeah, and she buys Splinter a really expensive artifact.
I don't know what she's trying to, like, buy his favor for something.
A year's salary, at least, for this thing.
It's insane. She's like, oh, Michelangelo, here's a lampshade. Oh, Donatello, here's a shitty computer nobody's wanted since the late 80s. Splinter, here's this priceless artifact. And she's like, I don't know. It looks like some sort of Japanese something or other. Oh, I'll give it to the rat.
Man, Splinter on Antiques Roadshow with this thing?
Oh, dude. And he finds out it's totally worthless? Those are the best moments on that show. The heartbreak in those desperate people's faces.
I mean, it has
I got it from my human companion.
Yes, well, she ripped you off.
It definitely has a lot of sentimental value, though. So,
you ever see any of those rubes have their heart broken on that show?
Oh, yeah,
oh, Lord. Anybody been conned on Antiques Roadshow themselves?
You ever see one of those best ofs, and then they're updating it, and it's like, burp, burp, it went down in price.
Yeah.
It got even worse for them.
Or it's like, let's check in with this person who, you know, this antique vase was actually a phony, and it's like, oh, he burned his house down and killed his family. He was really counting on this vase to be worth $1 million.
He was
and then
spending
life insurance kicked in.
Yeah, he was spending that vase before he had it, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's his urn.
So Bravo. She's like, oh, cool, there's this awesome little lantern-y thing. We're calling it a scepter, sure.
We're calling it a scepter, but it's a goddamn lantern. Mm-hmm. Let's use words properly, please.
And by holding it, she gets transported back into feudal Japan, 1609, I believe.
1605.
I'm sorry, I was way off.
because some guy in Japan touched it at the same time.
At the same time. That's the thing,
how
dude.
Time works.
Time's a flat circle.
I guess so.
Everybody's doing everything at the same time.
Time's a flat piece of horseshit, I guess. Because that doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. But, this is what we're working with.
And Donatello surmises that it's a magic lantern and uses computers to derive the magic.
And we should mention at this point, this is Corey Feldman's triumphant return to the franchise.
Yeah.
And to hear this man say this scientific mumbo jumbo.
He's talking about a bad string of H, by the way. That's why he came back.
Oh, totally.
Get that turtle off his back.
And it's just like, oh, yeah, look at the flanger levels on this thing. And he's just like science talking.
But what he says is the reason she was, and a guy who's the emperor's son or the daimyo's son gets transported back in her place.
In her clothing.
In her clothing, yeah, the old switcheroo.
And it fits perfectly.
Yeah. He's looking great in those mom jeans she's got.
Equal mass displacement. So the turtles are going to go back in time. And, like, I don't know, they must weigh, like, 250 pounds each.
Oh, right? A big mutant turtle like that? Of course. And they're teenagers, man. They're growing, like, every second?
Yeah.
Growing
and they're jacked. They're all jacked. Look at them.
Yeah, jacked. They're juicing those turtles.
Who knows what's going on in that shell? It's got to be very heavy.
Yeah. So you would think, like, bigger dudes than these small Japanese men that replaced them would, appear.
That'd be fun. Four sumo show up? That's a funny game.
Yeah, and it's just like four sumos hanging out with Splinter and Casey Jones for the 95 minutes of this movie.
I think this is the only time we've had time travel dependent on weight.
I think so, yeah. Well, what about Star Trek IV, though? Scotty was pretty big by then.
Oh, is that why they were going after the whales?
Yeah, I think so. No, it's because they were extinct or some shit. I don't remember.
I just want to see Scotty in that tank now.
Going for a swim, Captain.
Oh, how was the show? It was good. They were body-shaming James Doohan for some reason.
He was cremated years ago. He doesn't weigh a thing anymore. They shot him up into space. He's weightless.
He's sharing a vase somewhere.
You think they're just putting them all in the same vase when one of them dies after the other?
Why
DeForest
not?
Kelly's in there. They just put Nimoy in.
Think about how priceless that would be.
Oh, yeah. You get that on eBay. Get that on Antiques Roadshow,
man.
Yeah. These aren't the ashes of the Star Trek cast. A bunch of burned fire pieces from a,
Shatner's definitely not going in, though. He refuses.
I get my own urn.
Oh, it doesn't have Shatner? That's not quite desirable.
No, I would desire it without Shatner.
Yeah.
Right? Like, oh, it's Shatner free? Oh, yeah. $10,000? Sure. What a morbid gift.
So
a weird thing to talk
the
about.
The four of them go back in time. The guy who comes back, his name is Kenshi, I believe.
Sure.
And he's like, there's this big crazy war. There's going to be these priests that are going to hold it. And oops, it turns out to be the Daimyo's honor guard.
Yeah, they're just like a bunch of rough and tumble security guards, I think we can
and
call them.
They were holding this magical lantern for ?
Yeah.
Turns out it makes no sense.
Yeah. It was on the floor.
No, they're in the middle of a battle. And everyone gets transported on horses because I always wanted to see a Ninja Turtle ride a fucking horse. No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I didn't.
Oh, all right. I thought it was kind of cool.
Why aren't we fighting robots?
That's a great question. Wait, in feudal Japan?
Well, no, just any
just
time.
In general,
no,
fighting robots.
Send them forward to Terminator 2 time.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Get Arnold on board, you think?
Sure, he's kind of like a Ninja Turtle.
In what ways?
He's got weird dimensions.
Yeah, that's true.
Sure.
Talks funny.
Makes
juiced,
sense.
Juiced, yep. All the above.
Oh, no, it'd be cool if they did travel back in time and like they're in that weird Terminator sphere and their ass is hanging out.
Just like turtle ass. Totally.
Oh, like the shell doesn't come with?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dude, yeah, the shell's staying put. I think a turtle like dies if it comes out of his shell, though.
Maybe not a ninja turtle. Yeah. What with the mutation?
Probably the
rampant mutation. So they're on horses. Michelangelo goes one way. Everybody else goes another.
Yeah, well, he is riding the horse backwards for some reason, which is just endless comedy.
And he immediately blurts out that this is just like Shogun.
Yeah, you guys remember Shogun, that late 80s TV miniseries? The pop culture references in this movie are useless.
I'll tell you, watch it, man. Those new movies ruined my childhood because Mime Turtles make offhanded references to 1980s miniseries.
That's right. That's right. These new Turtles don't do that at all.
And commercials from 1991.
I mean, we're talking about, like, I'm a turtle and I can't get up. That's one.
I just want to leave. I don't want people to look at me when you say that joke.
Why didn't... I'm quoting the film in where a turtle says that because it's hilarious. There is an I'll be back, by the way. Raphael utters I'll be back in a shit Arnold impression.
Yeah, the worst ADR you'll ever see.
The puppet's mouth is totally just locked closed. And he's like about to jump in a hole and it's like, I'll be back.
Well, I just like the idea of someone being like, this movie's terrible. What if one of the turtles said, I'll be back once? This movie's great! Like, that didn't fix anything.
I mean, we were just a year, you know, removed from Judgment Day, man. Absolutely. So that shit was hot. Everybody was saying, I'll be back.
Sure.
Even Ninja Turtles. Oh, I'm sure the Looney Tunes played around with it a bit.
Maybe.
Tiny Toons, you know?
Animaniacs, probably.
Oh, yeah, they loved it. Sure. Definitely. The point is, a Ninja Turtle shouldn't be saying it.
No.
Because here's the thing. When's a Ninja Turtle having time to go to the movies?
Well, it's on basic cable at that point. You're living in a sewer. Well, you're catching up on all sorts of movies.
In the cartoon, they would always, like, put on those trench coats and go to the 42nd Street Theater.
Yeah, but... Dude, those movies aren't playing at those 42nd Street theaters.
Yeah, think about what they're seeing.
Yeah, the sex pictures.
Ninja Turtle Taxi Driver, you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, see that turtle up there with my wife?
Michelangelo takes April to, like, a Swedish porno.
She's like, I don't want to see this, Michelangelo, okay?
I thought it was an art movie.
Raphael wants to murder a guy that's going to be the president, maybe?
And Albert Brooks is still in this movie.
Oh, nice. I like that. Albert Brooks kind of looks like a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, he does.
A little bit.
Older he gets, for
sure. Cowabunga!
Sorry, Albert Brooks' impression.
It was okay.
Yeah, it's just fine.
I give that Albert Brooks impression 4.5 out of 6 shells.
So, yeah, they decide to... They find April pretty quickly in some sort of dungeon. So, basically... Oh, by the way, the Daimo is dealing with this British guy.
Yeah, this dude, Walker.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Walker, Texas Ranger.
Or the Alex Cox movie.
Or the Alex Cox movie starring Ed Harris.
He's
both better things than this movie.
He's kind of just like... from Jurassic Park, Set Back Time. Because he's got the...
Oh, he's Muldoon.
He's Muldoon, yeah. Back in Time, right?
He's got a Lord Fauntleroy thing going on.
Yeah, he looks pretty stupid. I mean, they're supposed to be like, what, pirates? They're like a gang of pirates, maybe?
Gun pirates? I don't know.
Gun pirates?
No, Chris, what is a gun pirate?
A gun pirate, Andrew, is a pirate that has guns.
So a pirate.
Home run.
In his defense, there are plenty of sword pirates. I've seen
there
the sword pirates.
There are also sword pirates.
Also true.
There are also staff pirates.
So these pirates, led by this one dude, Walker, right? He's trying to, like, sell this ruler on guns and cannons. And he's like, you know, these swords are so old, man. It's 1605, baby. Get with the gun love. And the guy's like, I don't know about this. And he's like, you watch. One day, a gang of mutated turtles are going to storm this village. And your swords aren't going to be able to stop them. You're going to wish you had a cannon then.
Mm.
And then, you know, boy, is his face red. Here come the turtles.
And then one day, you won't be able to do this.
Blam town.
So, yeah, like, basically, like, April's got a Walkman. That's a little bit of fun fish out of water stuff.
Oh,
right?
Sure. They're frightened by it. They think she's a witch.
Yeah.
Of course.
Which they should move right away to burning her at the stake.
Sure.
Quickly.
Just to be sure. Like, if my son, you know, you do that thing, you know.
Well, they witness the old switcheroo.
Uh-huh.
And then she's got this box with people singing out of it. Right.
It's actually Gloria Estefan, right? It's the Do That Tonga?
No, Do That Tonga.
But it's like the remix, though.
Oh, even worse.
Yeah, someone's rapping over it, which, you know,
The Mario Boys or something like
that? The Mario Boys, yeah. You guys remember that tune? Nope, let's move on.
Neither did we. We had to stay through the credits.
So she gets put in a cage. And
yeah, like you would. Great. There's a dungeon. There's an outright dungeon. There's a bunch of extras that are like totally hung to the wall and stuff.
It's like a Mortals. It's like a Mortal Kombat level.
Yes, it's like the set of a Mortal Kombat scene. The Turtles don't save any of these guys.
Not one.
It's April and they're out of there when the time comes.
They can't mess with the time continuum.
Do they? I assure you, they are not concerned about the space-time continuum.
You know what this movie needs is
what's
a
that?
Couple of time cops.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Right?
JCVD comes in, shoots those four turtles in the head before they can do anything.
Oh, right. No, it's time-traveling turtles.
Again.
I would just love that. He's somehow already dealt with them for some reason.
Well, time is a flat circle, man. He's always dealing with those turtles.
Right? I feel like I have always been here, turtles.
And so on and so forth.
That would be a great karate fight, though, right?
Oh, JCVD versus Turtles?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he could do like 4-on-1 with those Turtles,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, kicking those rubber heads in.
Ripping those puppet faces off.
Well, that's why you can't have him there, because those things would just fall right the fuck off.
So Elias Koteas comes back for this movie, right? Which everybody was excited
the
for.
The studio audience in the movie goes, woo!
And he's Eddie Murphying two roles?
Yeah. Oh, he totally is. That's yeah. right. Because he's playing like a descendant of Casey Jones. Big fat question mark.
Big who cares?
Yeah. Also big who cares. Yeah, that's true.
Japan Jones. We do not need.
Casey Jones before hockey exists is a Casey Jones I don't want to meet.
I don't want to know it. No, yeah. I really don't want to know
it. If he doesn't
have
a mask right there ready to go, mm-hmm. I don't want to know him.
Well, also, he's doing this accent, which I don't know about you guys, but it's like unearthly.
Oh, really? I loved it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Tickled you in all the right ways? I mean, he so can't do it, though, that this other character that he's playing, this guy Wit, yeah. I think it is,
yeah.
right? He can only say like four words at a time before the whole accent just derails and he just stops talking.
Well, he jumps around. It goes from Australian, mm-hmm. yep. British, yep. to Polish at some point.
Yeah, no, there's a little bit of Polish in there.
He's a world traveler.
Oh, oh yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He's been
sense.
With the gun pirates.
He's been
fucking gun pirates, man.
He's been out-acted by fucking Ninja Turtles, man.
Woof, yeah.
These Ninja Turtles that are, like, these puppets will go on fire at any minute because the animatronics are so bad.
That's what I want, by the way, like a DVD extra where it's like, well, it was raining on set today, and the camera just, like, pans over, and it's all these melted turtle skulls, and sparks are shooting out of their eye sockets.
Oh, and that's the one day the director's son came to visit.
And it's just a kid crying.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All of this will be yours.
Yeah, you'll inherit this Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 empire. They made toys out of this. I had them all.
I had all of them.
So, yeah, they wind up going on the road. They land in a pile of shit that we're not saying is shit.
Just say it's shit.
Like, yeah.
They're
like, ew, mud.
And oh, look at this mud.
And they clear it up, by the way, because later the guy who runs is just, like, throwing slop down there.
Yeah, yeah, they try to cover it up, but you know what's going on.
I mean, they're taking this mud out of their mouths.
Yeah.
It's gross. When you watch it as an adult, it's disgusting. They're picking it out of their teeth.
They are. They're big fucking honking teeth.
Why with the teeth?
I mean, like, I understand
I can't
the turtles.
Get over it.
No, A, turtles don't have teeth, right? That's a fact, a biological fact. We can all here agree at this council.
I don't know Jack Hanna.
Does anyone have a turtle in the audience?
It was BYOT, by the way. I don't know if anybody got the tweet about that.
But what? I mean, I guess obviously to eat Italian pizza, but like whatever.
You can gum some pizza, man. Yeah. In that first movie, they're eating nothing but Domino's. In that second movie, nothing but Domino's. You can gum some Domino's, dude.
No pizza in this movie.
Not a lick of pizza. But what are we doing?
Yeah, Boo is right. You want to get upset about Lady Ghostbusters? Ninja Turtles without pizza is unfucking natural.
What are we even? Like, how do you mess that up? Like, they're watching the movie like, oh, no. You know what we forgot? No one's chowing down on pizza.
There's a moment where Michelangelo's trying to make a pizza, and it doesn't work.
In feudal Japan.
Yeah.
It's like
it was futile.
Well, now I'm just imagining the craft service had like all these pizzas, and this guy's like, oh, it's lunch for the Teamsters. And they eat it, and it's like, no, that was for the shoot. Oh, no. There's no money left in the budget for Jerno pizza. We had $120 for pizza. It's gone.
Wow, $120 for pizza.
In 1992, awesome. You could buy 1,000 pizzas.
Especially if it was Domino's.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Dude, Domino's sells you 3 large pieces for $5.99 2016 currency. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine the pizzas with that budget? How do you mess that up, you idiots?
Yeah.
Fucking zero pizza. By the way, not one turtle utters cowabunga in this movie.
No. Nope.
They leave that to the soon-to-set-on-fire splinter puppet.
Do we get a turtle power?
No, we don't.
We don't.
Oh, man. We do kind of get a mumbled, boy, I love being a turtle at the end.
Yeah, it's mumbled is right. Boy, I love being a turtle for the third time.
ABR again.
How old do you have to get? I guess it's like right when they get out of teenagehood, you kill yourself as a turtle.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
well,
how long
about...
do you want, you know, maybe it's fun to dance around, you know, but how long do you want to live this life?
Dude, turtles can live for like 100 years.
Yeah, but do you want to be a 100-year-old mutant turtle living in a sewer?
No, you don't, dude.
I mean, it's, no. Maybe they're just waiting for society to accept them. You know?
Oh, yeah, that just, could be.
If you got 100 years,
keep
just
waiting,
kind of,
monsters.
You just kind of wait it out. You're like checking Twitter. You're like, nope, still no.
How do you check Twitter for that? Does society still hate mutated monsters?
I think you upload a picture to hotornot.com.
Okay. That's the way to do it.
Dude, are we as a society still using hotornot in 2016?
Anybody on hotornot?
Ask the audience, everyone.
Oh, that gentleman was stretching back there. I thought for a second that someone was on
Take
hot or not.
Away.
No one's going to admit to that.
Yeah, I guess, what am I talking about? No one's going to raise their
Tim?
Hand.
I'm kidding.
He's just browsing.
Yeah.
Stay on it.
He's raiding the turtles.
We're going to make you feel like shit, but give you a $1 VHS. Good deal, right? so they're like whatever farting around. They find Michelangelo. They run into like basically the rebel class led by this lady whose name I don't know.
I don't know, but she's the woman from The Pillow Book. Anybody seen that film? Oh, that's a steamy picture. It's the exact opposite of Ninja Turtles 3.
It's her and Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, Ewan McGregor. Oh, they're nude like 96% of this movie, painting on each other.
Wait, a movie where Ewan McGregor shows his penis? I won't hear of it.
Yeah, no. Don't tell me it didn't happen. I rented it. It happened.
How many times did you rent it?
Once. It was a rent-to-buy sitch,
okay,
man.
Gotcha.
You go back, you're like, I really want this one. They're like, all right, $20.
It's 2 weeks late now.
Yeah, no, there was some late fees on my Pillow Book VHS.
2 weeks with the Pillow Book.
This might not be the time or the place for this, but I remember when Time Cop came out.
Yep.
What did you say?
By the way, turns out it's not the time or the place for this, but continue.
I went to Blockbuster to buy Time Cop. The guy told me it was $100. Was he just trying to get rid of me?
No, that was like that.
Get out of here, fat kid. It's $100.
Yeah, I'll sell it to you for $100, stupid.
Did you pony up? No, of course not.
Well, I don't know. You really like Time Cop.
I got to have it every day.
There's like that period where it's like it's still exclusive to the video stores, and that's why it's $100.
Yeah, you know, that's a whole different America, man.
Yeah.
That's a dead time.
You're all too young to remember those days.
I don't know about that.
So the village is on fire because
smoking.
Walker is burning everyone alive, and I think that this is the genocide that like has to happen probably for history.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. These people need to die.
Okay.
And the turtles are saving everybody and just messing with time. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Not one bit. We should see what's happening like in present day because of their shenanigans. People just like vanishing off the street.
But the Empire State Building just disappears, comes back.
It comes back. There's like a big dome on top of it. It disappears again. It comes back. It's made of pizza.
Gorilla president?
Gone. Permanent King Kong fixture attacked to the top. Hey, that would be pretty cool.
That would be pretty
cool. Let's take that idea back home and pitch it to the mayor.
But what we do get is Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure when we go back.
Oh, let's talk about the other side of what's going on here. Right. It's called Killing Time, because this has to be a full-run feature film.
Your way to 97 minutes.
Just isn't it right, Chris? Just second by second, we're stalling to get there. So it's Casey Jones, Splinter the Half Puppet.
And Casey Jones's wig is there as well.
Oh, yeah, wow. That thing's looking pretty, huh?
Hi there.
It's like from a disc.
It's an animatronic character.
I mean, this thing is from like a discount Halloween store. Off season, by the way.
I think it was the bottom half of Splinter, maybe.
Oh, that's what they did with him?
Yeah.
They plucked all the fur off his little legs and made a wig out of it?
Yeah.
Look, times were tough for Ninja Turtles 3, man.
You shave that robot. You shave that robot and get me a wig.
Dude, and that's someone's job, by the way, shaving that robot. That sucks. It smells like Chuck E. Cheese still.
I work in the movie business. I shave robots.
Living the dream, Mom. I went to college.
Technically, I'm a robot shearer.
Well, technically, I'm the first assistant.
You got to learn a trade.
Yeah, that's right.
You're not just top of the heap quite yet. So it's the two of them, and they have to keep these other Japanese dudes at bay.
Entertained, essentially?
Well, yeah, distracted, if you will.
Uh-huh.
Because if they touch this lantern, like the stupid thing starts smoking again or something.
Sure.
And, you know, the turtles are busy futzing around and doing their whole thing.
Well, they save a child back in the old days, right?
Right, like Yoshi.
It's kind of like that scene in The Outsiders when they save all those kids.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty heroic of those kids,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and then, like, they have to do CPR, and Leonardo's doing CPR.
Jesus Christ.
These turtles don't have lips. They can't form a tight seal. No. That's not how that works.
Think about, like, a human is big against a child, but this giant, friggin' head just going down. It's like engulfing the child's head. It's like he's gonna eat him.
This village is totally cool with it. They're like, well, that's all right.
Yes, and this speaks to the greatest fundamental problem with this. It's something that happens over tons of movies. The idea where if your main characters are monsters, such as the Ninja Turtles,
yep,
and human beings see them, and what they do in the movie is not, like, shit their pants, scream, and run away.
Or throw up.
Or just start vomiting, right? Instead, it's like, well, they're kind of weird, but let's see where this goes, right? Like, no one is terrified of these things. Mm-hmm. They think they're like some, you know, ancient, like, you know, Japanese demons that have come back, but some of them can be good, so they're totally cool with this. But then on top of that, this woman is totally cool with this turtle sucking face with this boy.
And he's got, like, his whole tooth in the kid's mouth.
And meanwhile, like, the woman, like, tries at first. She's like, I don't know. And April's like, no. Let him work.
Which,
why don't you step in, other human being there?
That'd be a smart move.
Who knows what CPR is?
And, like, you know, what happens in, like, a week? Like, this kid's got a curse or something. You know what I mean? Like, if your kid's acting up, like, they're going to burn this kid at the stake.
Yeah, no, because he's got, like, the demon inside of better kill this kid.
You know, mm-hmm. Speaking of the demon stuff, we do get a few scenes of these people, like, well, also the turtles finding out that they are Kappa or whatever.
Yes, Kappa is the name of these.
You know what my favorite joke is? When the Kenshi sees Michelangelo, goes, oh, Kappa. He goes, cappuccino? I'm not that tired.
Yeah. Listen to those crickets.
So,
because that's like, well, sorry, but that was just like 90s humor, right? We loved yucking it up about weird, fancy coffee drinks.
I like the idea of, like, Michelangelo watching Frasier learning what cappuccino is, but, like, drinking garbage at the same time, because he'll never know what that is.
He's just, like, gently sipping it, like, they're talking about the opera again.
Somebody threw away one of the little cups, and he just, like,
I bet this poop juice tastes like sherry.
Hey, Niles! Raph's like, what are you talking about?
So what I was saying is that they find out that they're supposedly demons from a ninja scroll.
Oh yeah. There's a straight-up ninja scroll in this movie.
Not that kind, you perverts!
Tricked him.
And it's like this weird scroll with literally just drawings of ninja turtles. What are the odds?
And apparently, like, the ruler, like, his ancestor was defeated by ninja turtles in the past. So time is a flat circle.
Wait a second.
what happened to that guy's ancestor?
Yeah, he said his like ancestor like totally beefed it with these turtles and it didn't work out.
Did he learn that on Ancestry.com? Oh, my family was, I'm a little bit Irish. Oh, and my grandfather was beaten by Ninja Turtles.
I have a feeling there was some like tremendous like military cock up, and it's like a point of shame. So that's the story that they made up. Was like, yeah, he was defeated by monsters. Who could defeat monsters? That's understandable.
Let's just make them turtles, the most vicious animals.
Like, here's the thing. Again, a message to this prop department. Like, I get it. They have to sort of look like Ninja Turtles. These are, like, just ripped from the comics, man. Make them look a little different.
Sure.
I believe there's even, like, red, orange, purple, and blue.
Yeah.
Stop. Just stop. And they're like, oh, look, it's our ancestors. No, you were made in a laboratory. You're an ancestor.
You're a mistake.
I'm sorry. Four stupid accidents.
Oh, man.
You know, I try to love the Ninja Turtles, but they really just make you work for it. God, it's obnoxious.
So at this point, they're like, oh, the time scepter's missing because someone stole it. And like, how are we going to get back? Let's make our own time scepter. Bullshit.
Again, it's like, yeah, why don't we make our own time scepter? That'll just kill another 5 to 7 minutes.
Do you have the magic horse that enchanted it? No, so whatever. I imagine a magic horse was involved.
Now, if they
sorry.
They go to the length of trying to make this thing,
yeah.
They should try to also embody it with that spirituality by going up the mountain to find that magic horse.
Yeah, that's the adventure.
Yeah.
That's what it is
the
right there.
The wise horse blessed the lantern there.
Now you got yourself a 2-hour turtle picture.
Oh, nice. Yeah. An epic adventure.
No.
Wait, you don't want to see four?
No.
You don't want to see four turtles talking to a talking horse?
Or just hike up a hill? No.
Oh, you finally made it here. Let me bless this piece of shit you made. Now get out of my house. Oh, no, it's the gun pirates.
Which brings to mind, by the way,
turtles.
We're talking about, like, the shoddiness of this production, right?
Oh, God.
Now, they're riding a lot of horses in this movie, okay? It's 1992-ish we're making this movie. Just how many? Like, what's a like ballpark number you guys want to throw out there for the amount of dead on-set horses we're talking to this movie?
54.
54 no. Dead horses.
No, no.
Holy God.
Seven dead horses.
That's acceptable.
I mean, because they killed like 20 on the HBO series Luck, right?
Yeah, well, that was a lot of like Dustin Hoffman was starving. Four of those Luck horses were lunch.
The alternate title for that HBO series was The Glue Factory.
Dude, I would watch a show called The Glue Factory starring Dustin Hoffman and Dennis Farina.
And they're just
bet your sweet ass I'd watch that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
just
man.
Just plugging horse brains, man?
Well, no. Well, here's the thing. It's like a mystery. Like, the first season, like, you're leading up to, like, what's going on in the glue factory, right? And then it's like the season finale is like someone, you know, let's say, I don't know, Shia LaBeouf, like, opens a door, and it's just a bunch of horses falling into a thing, and they're, like, cutting back and forth to, like, his horrified face, and these horses drop, and like, no! And then it's just, like, hard cut to black, yeah. Glue Factory, season one. Directed by Carlton Cuse.
Think about the sound of all those severed hooves, like, all falling out that door.
Hell yeah, dude!
Now, who saw our picture in the city paper and thought this is what you're going to get? Zero, right?
Yeah, sorry.
We did have to, like, okay, at the end of the credits, you know,
yes,
they
thank
always
you for bringing
have,
this up.
Like, no harm was made to these animals and anything. This one starts with, every effort was made.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Nice try, movie.
We tried. We really tried.
Listen, we did our best.
A lot of elbow grease went into this one, but.
Look, I'm not Superman. What am I going to do, save all these horses?
Look at all these horses. I'm one man. What am I going to do? I'm one guy. One guy, 47 horses in this movie.
And they ate all the pizzas. What am I supposed to feed these people with?
I honestly think 8 dead horses is acceptable.
You think about the number of horses we had on set versus the 8 that died.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Look, every effort, I swear.
Just read a great script for a new show called Luck. They made him change the title. It used to be called The Glue Factory.
All we got to do is change the name of Donatello to Dustin Hoffman. And we got something here.
And listen to this. Opens with just one slow shot of Dustin Hoffman eating a horse leg.
Oh, hell yeah. You think Game of Thrones is big. Get ready for the next year's The Glue Factory.
So, they are...
Oh, right, this movie. Yes.
They're about to go... They think that they have this piece of shit that they made in, like, an hour. And they're like, oh, let's use this to travel back in time. And, like, Doc Brown is spinning in his grave. And... Because he's dead at this point, probably.
Oh, yeah, he was shot in the back over a matter of $80.
But in the future... In the future, what was that, the 1800s or something?
1885.
Yeah. Right, and this is, what, 16?
05.
Yeah. All right, so yeah. He's not dead yet.
Time is a flat circle. He's all been right. Dead the whole yeah. time.
And that's a fun notion, because we're all already dead.
Oh, yeah.
And we're all living, and we're all just being born.
Sure.
That's pretty beautiful.
Yeah.
So they drop this piece of shit down a well, and they're like, oops, that was 20 minutes of the movie gone.
They literally throw the idea down a well. They're like, ah, fuck it.
It's so stupid. They're just, who can hold it? Is yes. What the argument is over.
Now, here's the thing, though, and this goes against, like, the integrity of these characters, right? Because Donatello, the genius, should be like, you know what, you idiots. This isn't going to work. You can't just put a bunch of sticks together and make a time travel device.
Well, he's too busy yucking it up, you know?
Oh, he's having a great time in feudal Japan. That is the problem, isn't it?
So, like, whatever. Raphael befriends this kid, and this kid's like, oh, by the way, thank you for the yo-yo you crafted me with your gross turtle hands.
Oh, yeah, he's like, hey, kid, I made you a yo-yo. This kid's like,
oh, my God.
You're still a monster.
Is it haunted?
Oh, man, the haunted yo-yo. That would be canceled.
Can movies get canceled? So they...
Like, this one should have.
That Outer Limits episode, yes, that got canceled.
So they wind up... the kid had it the whole time, and then, like, the grandfather comes who said nothing up to this point.
No, but he turns out to be, like, you know,
crucial.
A really important character.
Crucial to the plot.
And he's like, oh, by the way, I just wanted you to fight the guy because whatever.
And what selfish nonsense is that, by the way? Like, you guys are trying to get home. You already saved a bunch of people from our burning village.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to trick you and make you, like, miss your little window so you'll fight these people. Well, listen, you were destined to die. Okay? This is not Quantum Leap. Dr. Sam Beckett is not here. Just suck it up and die already.
Dr. Beckett leaping into a turtle?
Oh, boy. That would be cool.
That'd be great.
Oh, Ziggy. Look at this. Look at this ninja turtle.
He looks in the mirror and it's got Bakula with a mask on.
Al, what am I? What am I here to do?
Oh, yeah. See, he should have leapt into, like, an alien or something. That would have been cool.
That'd be something else.
That's the problem, though. He can only leap, like, within his lifeline, though.
But his lifeline includes the Ninja Turtles, so it'd be great. And
oh,
he could,
yeah,
like,
that's true.
Try to fiddle with those weird dildo fingers. And try to, like, just be, try to live that life.
Yeah, that's true. Living the life of a mutant with dildo fingers.
They do, at multiple points in this movie, give people wet willies, which doesn't work because their ear cavity is this big and their fingers are this big.
So it's just like, wet willy!
Turtle power!
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
Oh, wait, speaking of disgusting things they do, because we promised you guys we'd be talking about turtle genitalia one way
sure.
or the other.
So,
all right, let's turn these boys over.
There's one part in this movie where this poor actress playing April is just, like, in these big robes, like, outside wherever they're filming, and it's got to be hot. So she's like, oh, I'm going to, like, rip off part of it. And, like, she shows a little leg, and these turtles are like, whoa, whoa. And she's like, hey, it's hot, and shut up about it or whatever.
I'm on vacation.
Oh, I'm on vacation. That's the line she uses. And these turtles are just like, oh, that's cool. Show wing. Dude, do not invoke the Wayne's World boner joke in this movie.
Don't. Let's have no boner jokes in a Ninja Turtle movie. That's a radical idea.
For once. For once. Because it keeps happening.
Yes.
That first Michael Bay movie is 45 minutes of them talking about their shells getting tighter. Are you serious? I got kids here. You fucking perverts at Nickelodeon.
Well, the weird thing is, though, like, there's a lot of, like, shots of them, like, I'll call it turtle taint, you know,
yes.
Like, whatever.
Yes.
And it's, like, it's a hard shell area. So do they, like, to go to the bathroom, do they take the shells off?
I don't know.
Are they
know.
Just, like, men under there?
No, they're not.
Okay.
First of all, no, they're not.
Okay.
Yeah, second of all, note to the cinematographer of this movie, when the turtle is going in for the high kick, let's just kind of tilt up a little bit, huh? Because, yeah. Again, I've got kids here.
Remember, it's just a diaper they're wearing, essentially.
It'd be great if it was just blurry. Like,
oh, man, pixelated turtle.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally. Get those high kicks in, it just goes fuzzy.
Oh, man, it's fuzzy down there?
Wow, pixelated fuzzy. Well, it was the 90s.
So was it? Was it the 90s?
As far as I know.
So is that like green fuzz?
Or yes, it, yes, it is.
Oh, whatever, man. The final
wing!
Don't. Fucking just sucks. Don't.
What other Saturday Night Live bits do you think those turtles are fans of?
It's that.
It's Pat. They loved It's Pat the movie.
No, it's that Rob Schneider bit, the, you know, hey, it's April O'Rama and all that shit forever.
Oh, the copy guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Yeah, they love all the really obnoxious ones.
Mm-hmm.
They loved Mango.
Maybe when they're, like, injecting each other with steroids, they're like, you like the juice? You like the juice.
Well, actually, no. Oh, how much you bench?
Yeah, oh, how much you bench, for sure.
Is Splinter doping these turtles?
Yes.
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's a hard yes. Without question.
Well, there's no Olympic committee down in the sewers,
oh,
I guess.
Oh, yeah, there should be, though, for the Turtle Olympics.
So the final fight, it's the Daimo and his people and the gun pirates. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Steve.
They are there.
And they're all fighting outside, and Leonardo goes... Finally, we get a sword fight, Leonardo and...
Finally!
And the Emperor, or whatever this guy's name is, right?
And he's yeah, like, and I will say this. This movie is terrible.
Uh-huh.
However, one thing that it has over the last movie is the fact that they're allowed to use their weapons in this.
Sure.
We've got the sais getting thrown, sword fights, bows are going, and nunchaku's happening.
Nothing happens.
But at least they're using it. They're not hitting people with sausage links.
But listen.
Like that last one. Are you kidding me?
This is established as a samurai film. Uh-huh. And that needs at least one severed limb.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Or like a sick decapitation, how about,
but that's
right?
What's about to happen. He fights the guy to a standstill, and he's got him. He's got like the two katanas. He's about to cut his head off.
Oh, it's like Christopher Lee in episode 3.
Yes.
Just waiting for it.
Yeah, it would be great if Palpatine came out like, do it. Do it, Leonardo.
Good, turtle, good. Let the rage flow through your green veins.
They would fit seamlessly into the Star Wars
universe. Oh, absolutely, dude. You put a trench coat on them or some sort of hood. It's just another one of those gleep clops in the cantina. Of course it is.
Oh, there's a werewolf, there's a ninja turtle, and there's a coffee maker.
Dude, seamless integration, without question. Wait, so what is he doing? Is he going to cut this guy's throat or what?
He's about to, but then he cuts his hair off.
Oh,
but like,
funny.
And it's like a funny joke, but like, dude, that guy's got to kill himself now. Like, that's kind of how that works.
That's, you know, as was the fashion at the time.
You get humiliated by a ninja turtle in a battle. It's like, seppuku for me, baby.
Mm. Like, it would be one thing, right, if it was those demons. And it's like, well, Jesus, they're demons. Like, we get it, buddy. But then it turns out they're just, like, four party dudes.
Yeah.
Like, you got bested by a party dude? Suicide time, pal.
They're laughing at you the entire time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that guy should kill himself. Cool end of this movie.
That'd be a great, like, during the credits, you see it. Just
it's a bunch of bloopers, and then that dude just kills himself.
Yeah, like this, the slow ceremony of him committing seppuku.
Yeah, and the turtles are still just laughing at it.
Michelangelo comes out, like, are you still here? The movie's over. Go home, dude. Ew, that guy's dead. Oh my god, a suicide! Cowabunga!
Finally, we get a cowabunga.
Yeah, it turns out it's just after the suicide in the credits. We missed it.
So the turtles are all surrounded with guns. All the gun pirates reveal their guns. And I'm just going to look at you every time I talk about gun
thank
pirates.
Thank you, Steve.
No problem.
Like, yeah, thank you.
And, you know, they start to taunt the dude, like, Walker, like, oh, you know, you don't have the balls to shoot me, you coward, right?
Yeah.
And he shoots Leonardo with a... a cannon, and like he puts his head inside of his shell.
It's the first time we see like turtle biology in action.
Yes, finally.
He just like shrinks into that shell, and again, laughing in this man's face too. Just yucking it up.
Well, that's why Walker runs the gun pirates. Because he's the cannon pirate.
Oh,
yeah.
That's like the end guy.
Yeah, he's the final pirates. One.
You fight all the gun pirates, you fight the cannon
pirate.
It's
a shitty video game I don't want to play.
But, like, all these guns are drawn, and he's like, oh, no, my cannon didn't work. Better run. No. Fire. And then they're all dead,
just
right?
Fire. There's, like, 20 armed men trained on these turtles.
It'd be like Sonny Corleone, man.
Oh,
and,
man,
like, just on that causeway. Those four turtles on that causeway, dude. They're trying to pay the toll. And they just get fucking shot to death. Yeah. Oh, yes.
I would love
that. Can you imagine
that.
All those turtle squibs going off?
Oh, yeah. Dude, like little pieces of shell flying out.
Oh, totally. Totally.
It's like the opening Saving Private Ryan. Where's my shell? Where's my shell?
Oh, dude. They accidentally time traveled to Normandy?
Bogus. Well, no, I like the idea of them dying and then, like, the guys in the future grab the scepter and these four dead turtles come back. Like, Splinter's like, no!
Yeah, then he's definitely killing himself. Close the whole operation at that point.
Not only are my sons dead, but the Nazis won the war. Yeah.
This was all your fault, Splinter.
Yes.
Oh, we could get both suicides in the end credits, like simultaneously. Oh. One side in the past and one side in the present.
Dude, that puppet kills himself and a bunch of sparks are shooting out while it's happening.
Hell yeah.
Then you bring all those puppets back to Chuck E. Cheese, by the way. You stop them. You go back in the night and put them all back in, and they're just covered in squib blood and torn to pieces. One of them shaved. The manager to the Chuck E. Cheese opens up the place. Like, Charles Entertainment Cheese himself comes in. Like, what happened here? What happened here? He's crying because he's ruined.
Just one little note. These worked great.
Thank you.
That's why Chuck E. Cheese had to rebrand, and he's got, like, rollerblades on now or whatever.
That was a thing. That corporation was like, we got to, like, reimagine this brand of Charles Entertainment Cheese. What's popular in the mid-2000s? Oh, I know, rollerblading. Put that rat in rollerblades. Whatever. They have shitty pizza. So... Walker goes on top of a castle. He throws the scepter. They catch it. And then to fulfill his destiny, Casey Jones murders this guy too.
Now, if you remember from the first movie, Casey Jones chewing gum and whistling kills Shredder in the garbage truck and like crushes him to death. So it would make sense that this ancestor then is like, I too get pleasure from killing.
Well, it's great. He uses a catapult. I don't know where that was aimed for.
Well, that was the guy that was above the cannon guy.
Oh.
That was the catapult pirate was the thing.
And it's very important.
That was the big cheese.
Yeah.
I didn't even see him.
He's off screen. Played by Robert De Niro in a cutscene.
Oh. And it happens.
He's like a Phantom Menace, this cat.
Oh. Pulling the strings from behind the curtain. Totally. Better movie.
So he falls to his watery death. They're like, finally we can end this fucking movie.
But they are just... Now, wait a second. Again, because we have to keep talking about just how wretched the production is on this movie. So this guy is like fake dual screen falling and yelling, right? And then like... Because they can't do, like, water impact.
They're not filming on a mountain.
No. Like, Steve, could you hold this water bottle, like, up in the air?
Sure.
So, like, this is the guy falling, right? And so then, like, they animate the water, and it just goes, oh!
Like a cartoon mouth pulls this guy into the water.
It's kind of like a little Sarlacc.
Oh.
It's like a little, he like fell into a little Sarlacc.
You know, I went to the movies the other night and saw that new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. Think we got a lawsuit on our hands. That ocean looked very Sarlacc to me. Sue 'em, boys.
Why not?
Sure.
So he's dead.
Yeah, yes.
Long dead. They're
very
laughing.
Dead.
They're kind of, what is, there's some line that the turtles have. Oh, that's what it is. So this man has been murdered. He's fallen to his death, and the turtles are all like, like just staring with their stupid puppet mouths and their perfect Tom Cruise teeth. And then Donatello like has to break the ice, and he's just like, whoa, bungee jumping without a cord.
totally unsafe.
What the fuck are you talking about? That man's dead.
Wait, no, he was just trying to have fun by jumping off that cliff.
Oh, wait, that guy was Abraham Lincoln's ancestor. Ew.
That's a whole mess of problems.
Yeah, absolutely. Very well could be.
Don't want to get into that.
So he's dead, and the turtles go back in time.
Well, they're about
seamlessly.
To. Oh, no, yeah. They, but like,
oh, right, there's conflict.
Raphael's like, hey, man, I'm not living surrounded by my own shit. And Michelangelo's like, I second that. Why are we going back to the sewer?
Yeah, like they keep commenting about like how beautiful it is and look at all this clean water and this perfect air.
Michelangelo wants to lay a little pipe.
He does.
He sure does.
Because yes. What else is new? What else is new? What would a Ninja Turtles movie be without bestiality, everybody?
Let's
would it be? Good question.
A fun family time at the movies. That's what it would be.
Okay, Michelangelo, Ninja Turtle, he's killing people in the past, right?
Uh-huh, yep.
He's traveling back in time asking women what their sign is.
Yes.
I'm thinking he might be the Zodiac.
Oh. I like that. I like that idea.
Look out, Ted Cruz. Here comes Michelangelo.
Maybe it was a tag team.
Whoa, yeah. Oh, no, he wasn't working alone, man. You're totally right.
Oh, because they found Ted Cruz in the sewer.
That's right.
And they went back in time with
him. Eric, let me tell you this specifically. Future case file.
But to be fair to the Zodiac Killer, though, he could have been a Ninja Turtle. Because he's got
no one ever, by the way.
Because he's got that big mask on, like that big Jason Voorhees pillowcase. Why else would you wear that unless you were a Ninja Turtle?
That's true.
That's the only reason you would wear that. I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
But what does he expect this woman in 1605 to say in response to what's your sign?
Well, at the end, he's like, oh, are we going back? I got to stay here with you. And she's like, ew, gross.
She actually says, no. Like, my boyfriend's that other dude. I want him to come back.
Oh,
please
I have a boyfriend in another time.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know that? Yeah. He's pretty cool. Things are just getting serious.
He's in Canada. You don't know him.
His name's Griff. He's great.
So they wind up going back, but at the same time, Michelangelo, there's like this bullshit last minute, like I'm checking my watch, one more problem. Like, oh no, Michelangelo didn't go back with everybody. Whatever.
And you know, it is a whatever because it's resolved about 2.5 minutes later.
I was expecting, you know, Joe Flaherty to come out like, Raphael the Turtle?
I have got something for you.
He gives him a letter. It's Mikey's in the Old West. They go back and they're...
Dude, I mean, that would at least be a classic.
Hey guys, I've been laying pipe in the Old West.
I'm happy here. Don't come looking for me.
I'm in a pretty committed relationship with Mary Steenburgen. Hey.
Shot in the shell over a matter of $80.
Trying to explain to someone what pizza is.
That's a lot to write on a dead turtle's tombstone, by the way.
Oh, what do you want on your tombstone?
Oh!
Did they have pet cemeteries that far back?
Bravo.
Nice work.
Mm-hmm. No, can't get that turtle from here.
A pet cemetery in the Old West was called Stew.
Also, like, I have a feeling, and I'm no Stephen King pet cemetery scientist, but, like,
it works on a cat, right? It works on that kid because he's little.
Yeah.
It works on the dog in that terrible sequel.
Mm-hmm.
But a big fucking Ninja Turtle, man, I don't know.
Sometimes dead is definitely better. Yeah. If you're a Ninja Turtle, it's always better to be dead.
The Ninja Turtle's, like, sneaking up on Fred Gwynn and cuts his tendon. Oh, no, it's a Ninja Turtle. He's killing me! He's killing me!
Didn't know we had them this far up in Maine.
Turtles don't normally go this far. Water's too cold for a turtle.
Sweaters can't fit over those shells.
Now, Dead Chipmunk, on the other hand.
Oh, yes.
We are
resurrect Alvin, Simon, and Theodore in a pet cemetery.
Yes!
Oh, you know what I just realized, speaking of Stephen King and Ninja Turtles? Is Pennywise just a Ninja Turtle? He's calling from the sewers,
you're
right?
Totally right.
Yeah. One of them, just, yeah. Michelangelo, just gets tired of it, right?
Yeah, he flips out. He puts a bunch of clown makeup on.
Mm-hmm. No,
yeah, I could see that.
That's definitely Raphael. That's not a Michelangelo.
Yeah, that's true.
That's when like his rage gets fully out of control.
Right. Yeah. He's like the John Wayne Gacy of the group.
I believe that.
He's hanging out in all those seedy movie theaters and stuff.
Who knows what's going on?
Walking around Central Park after dark, like a creep.
So Michelangelo comes back, and he's sad at the end of the movie.
He's bummed, man. This is a totally bogus situation for
him. Well, he's like, oh, growing up is hard to do. And I'm like, I don't even know what your development is. You're a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, like, how old are you?
We say teenage, but that's kind of like a gray term.
Well, that's the thing. Like, are we talking like a hard 19, right? Or like an iffy, like 15? Like, how old are these turtles? Because we are talking about laying pipe all throughout these movies.
I'd like to think it's a hard 19.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, legality.
Totally. No, I hope so. Listen, I'm praying that these turtles are of age.
Every night.
I'm just saying, please, Lord, make these turtles legal.
You get into your 90, you get on your knees.
The rosary's out.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And if not, forgive me of my sin. And then you whip yourself to sleep.
No, because otherwise Splinter's going down,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's true.
This operation is all his brainchild.
Okay.
It is. He's their, you know, leader, the father. They're calling him dad in those new movies.
Yeah, that's gross.
It is gross. So he's, like, sad, and then, like, Splinter puts the fucking lampshade on his head and starts talking about Blue Hawaii, and I'm like, I'm fucking five. I don't know who Elvis is.
Man, no one cares. No one cares about Elvis who's watching this movie. Nobody cares about Elvis's movies who's watching this movie.
No.
And no one is laughing who's watching this movie.
And then the turtles just start dancing again.
It's like, well, you know what? I'm not sad about that woman who, now that I'm back in 1993, has been dead for centuries. The love of my life has been a skeleton for centuries. Let's dance!
And by the way, the credits start before they start dancing.
Oh, yeah. These credits couldn't get out fast enough. These credits were just waiting, like, start dancing. Start dancing already. We gotta go. Oh, man. And that's Ninja Turtles 3. You guys, so much fucking dancing and singing and hooting and hollering. Now, here's the real question. Would anybody recommend this movie?
No. No, I thought that even I didn't like that new one, but that's like at least kind of what I want to see in a Ninja Turtles movie.
The newest one,
yeah,
or the first new one.
No, the newest one with Krang, who looks like shit, but it still is okay.
It's better than this movie.
I would never recommend this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is terrible.
I'm going to echo Steve's no. No.
You know who I'd recommend this to? A surly gang of gun pirates.
They'd get something out of it.
Yeah, they would. Yeah. They'd be mystified.
Some sales.
And they'd love seeing themselves portrayed on the big screen, yeah. Right?
You know? There are better gun pirate movies.
Captain Blood.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Errol Flynn.
Mm-hmm. I think the Seahawk has a bunch of cannon pirates.
Oh.
Yes, they do. Yeah. You're right.
So
they're just pirates! I'm sorry.
No,
it's going too far. They are just pirates.
Some have swords and some have guns.
God, just end the fucking show, man.
Well, I'll tell you this. We do have to start wrapping things up here.
Uh-huh.
So we would like to thank The Little for having us out here this evening.
Yeah, thank you.
You should buy this beautiful poster that's out front
right there.
$10, not bad, right?
We'd like to thank all of you very kind people for coming out here this evening and spending your Saturday with us. It is Saturday, right?
Yeah, we're going to get a drink, right? Is that the idea?
We will be. Where is it called?
It's called Matthews, I believe. It's around the corner.
Yeah, somewhere around here. You guys are probably more familiar with us, but we will be there for a little bit, drinking beers, talking about Turtle Taint.
I hope not.
We can talk about other stuff, too, if you want. That would be cool.
See me after class.
but before we go... We've sort of fallen into this nice routine of just, you know, sort of combing the internet and, you know, because everybody likes stupid stuff.
Sure.
So well, inevitably.
You're all here.
Yeah. You're all.
Proof in the pudding.
Yeah.
Fucking gun pirates.
Now, we found someone who really liked this movie on the internet. And we wanted to read you what this person had to say. And now... Bear in mind, none of us wrote this. It was written by a man named GBalser14, posted on October the 24th, 2009. So this guy was catching up to the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, wait. Didn't that guy write Dubliners?
Oh, you mean James Joyce?
No, he's not. James Joyce isn't on the IMDb message board. You Steve. Fucking gun pirate.
Was James Joyce a gun pirate, Steve?
No, he wasn't.
No, he was an Irish pirate.
Oh, yeah.
A quill pirate.
So, G-Balls for 14 rated this film 9 stars out of 10. Now, there's absolutely no punctuation in this whatsoever. So I'll read some of it like that, but you know, we'll have to stop and sort of comment along the way at what Mr. Balser 14 had to say. To be honest, this isn't a bad movie. I love it. It turtles. I mean it, lucky enough to be turtles. Not some crappy one, which is not the fight scenes are that great. But
are you
still
reading this backwards?
Nope. This is all forwards, brother.
Okay.
But still, there weren't very many fight scenes in the first one, nor the second. But give it a chance. I think this Turtles movie is for major Turtles fans only.
I always hate that idea where it's like the shittiest thing that your like thing that you like could do is only for the fans.
Yeah, no, that's what the term general audiences was invented
yes.
for. Like the preview doesn't come on and it's not like this preview's been rated for only fucking super fans. God, looking at you, Batman versus Superman. Fucking wet sack of farts that movie is. Okay.
Wow, an applause break.
And besides, they go back in time. How cool is that? Cool. Even though it not like the game Turtles in Time, it still's a movie that has great laughs. And not only does it have great laughs.
Marty, it's about your kids. They're commenting on the message boards on IMDb. Say the turtles have great laughs. They don't know how to read, Marty. Go and travel through time and teach your kids how to read. Marty, you have to get your kids off of homeschooling.
Oh, where are we? Great laughs. Uh-huh. Not only does it have great laughs, it does have good battle scenes. But the only thing that was not good, the only thing, yes. the only thing,
one thing,
yeah. the singular thing that was not good about this movie was that Leo looked like he got punched in the face. Don looks like he got older.
Well, we all get a little older, don't we?
Now here we go, everybody. Ralph looks like he become a pussy.
What is he even talking about?
Because he befriends that kid?
Because he's not getting sexually aggressive with everyone.
Do you think he was watching? He's like being nice to that kid who almost died. And he's like, that fucking pussy turtle. That stupid fucking pussy turtle. Getting so mad.
Mashing his keyboard with disdain.
That's Doritos flying everywhere.
Yes.
Where were we? Pussy. And Mikey? Well, he just Mikey. Master Splinter, on the other hand. Now, again, none of us on here wrote this. Master Splinter, on the other hand, sounds like he has a cock in his mouth.
What are you talking about?
And some of the acting, well, is just plain horrible.
It's a puppet! It's a puppet!
Well, maybe the puppet wasn't, like, dancing around like the rest of the puppets and he was getting pissed. I don't know how that sounds like you have a cock.
I don't know.
This guy's a jerk.
Yeah, no, this guy's a real jerk.
Yeah.
Just possibly.
All right. We're getting there. Where were we? Oh, yes. Okay. Some of the acting was just playing horrible. Like, some of the Japan people. Oh, the internet. But overall, this Turtles movie, to me, gets a 9 out of 10. Only because I love TMNT and the games, and I can't wait for the new TMNT coming in 2011. Well, we hate movies from New York City. Thanks so much for coming out, everybody. Have a good night. Bye-bye.